With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Absolute mayhem in L.A., where thousands of rioters continue breaking the law. National Guard troops and law enforcement officers trying to maintain a sense of peace. But thousands of protesters and demonstrators have blocked every lane of one major thoroughfare, leaving motorists unable to go anywhere. And as the evening wears on, officials say the rioting may just get worse under the cover of darkness. One country just a little upset following the United States travel ban.
The president of the African country of Chad, Mohamed Idriss Deby, says his country is suspending the issuing of visas to U.S. citizens. It's in response to President Donald Trump's decision to ban citizens of Chad from visiting the United States. Deby says in a Facebook post that he's directing his government to suspend visas to U.S. citizens in accordance with the principles of reciprocity. President Trump announced last week a ban on 12 countries, including Chad, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, and Yemen. And there will also be heightened restrictions on visitors from seven other nations. The new U.S. travel policy takes effect at 12:01 Eastern Time Monday. I'm Donna Water.
Former Secretary of the U.S. Senate Kelly Johnston says lawmakers serious about cutting the deficit will have to embrace some combination of growth incentives like tax cuts, along with major spending reductions.
So there is a lot of truth to that we can grow out of this, but it's not enough. We're going to have to control the drivers of growth as well. Get that GDP level of government spending back down to about 20-21%.
Strong storms in the deep south. At least two people have been killed, one in Mississippi, another in Georgia. Tropical storm Barbara still off the southwest coast of Mexico, but forecasters say it could become a hurricane later Monday. This is SRN News. Well, a beauty pageant winner has lost her crown.
Katie Bush won the Miss North Florida show, but she's been stripped of her title for refusing to sign a contract with the Miss America organization. The contract defines female as including men who are living as women, and Bush, who is a Christian, says signing would violate her religious beliefs. By refusing to sign, Bush loses the right to compete in the Miss America. Men have won several female beauty pageants in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The leaders of Jewish institutions say the attacks in Boulder, Colorado, and Washington, D.C. are stark reminders of their responsibility to remain vigilant despite years of hardening their institutions. Now they're asking for more help. Jewish organizations requesting increased support from the federal government. And anti-Semitism, meanwhile, has been on the rise, of course, for several years throughout the U.S. This is SRN News. A surprisingly strong jobs report helping the stock market end its first week of the month with gains. Here's Rich Thomason.
American employers grew their payrolls by 139,000 jobs last month, a better number than analysts were expecting. Although there were manufacturing and federal job cuts in May, hiring in health care and leisure and hospitality more than offset the losses. The unemployment rate held at 4.2%. The Nasdaq led the way last week, advancing more than 2%. The S&P gained 1.5%. The Dow rose just over 1%. Rich Thomason, Washington.
President Trump signing three executive orders dealing with drone regulations and encouraging the development of flying cars. The orders will help clear the way for companies to use drones beyond operators' line of sight, while also imposing restrictions to help protect against terrorism. More details at srnnews.com.